Imagine the possibilities starting with the letters S, L, and P. Imagine a super lavish penthouse. A stimulating little plunge in a serene lap pool. And imagine sailing lovely places with several lively parrots. All because you're some lucky person. Discover your SL and P with Super Lotto Plus from the California Lottery. Now until June 30th, buy five plays, get one free. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. Visit calottery.com for official rules.
Experience the power of being. Join author and intuitive life counselor Ron Ash on an infinite journey of enlightenment. Being explores the various modalities associated with self-help and spirituality. Master divine guidance. Connect to source energy and expand your consciousness. For a complete list of our affiliate stations and showtimes, visit beingwithronash.com.
And welcome to Being with Ron Ash. I'm Ron Ash, your host. We are the Being Television Radio Network, live and local, national and international, on great stations worldwide. For a complete list of our affiliates and show times, visit us online at beingwithronash.com. That's beingwithronash.com. Today, you are Being with Ron Ash and Jill Lublin. We're talking about her book, The Prophet of Kindness. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
It's great to have you on. Why is kindness the key?
Well, you know, I might ask the opposite question. Like, what would happen if we were all unkind? Like, imagine a world with that. Not good, right?
Not at all.
But kindness is so important. Kindness is so important because it's the element and foundation of basically a successful life. What we found in Prophet of Kindness in writing the book was that companies who are more kind have happier employees, better customers, they make more money. All the things that everybody wants, you know, when you're talking about revenues and increasing profit share. So I think that's really important. And I notice when I'm training companies in funny enough, more kindness, that the companies that are investing in that also have better teams, more productive workplaces, and frankly, increased revenues.
Imagine a world
with
everyone empathizing with others.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. What are the seven pathways to kindness?
So we call these return on kindness and rocks, as we like to call them. And the rocks are so essential for having kindness in your life. And there's seven of them, like you said. So one is compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Another is flexibility. Another is patience. Another is positivity. Then there's generosity. There's gratitude. And there's connection. And connection, by the way, I put in because the truth is we're all so connected to our phones that, frankly, we're not often connected enough to each other. And that's something that we wanted to really change also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that has become a huge obstruction in us actually living in the moment and interacting with others on a regular basis. We seem to be more apt now to interact with others on our smartphones and over the internet than we are to actually, you know, sit in a room with somebody and have a deep philosophical conversation about anything.
Yeah, I think almost those days have disappeared, to be honest. And it is what it is. I mean, there's nothing we can per se do about it in this time. But I think what we need to be aware of is that that's shifted and that, you know, now it's time maybe to bring some of that back.
How do you use kindness to grow your business?
Well, you know, the thing that I like to say, Ron, is to develop what I call a conscious act of kindness. So, you know, a lot of people talk about random acts of kindness, mm-hmm. and I think it's time we practice conscious acts of kindness, and that is doing things every day that are focused. You know, what is it that will create something good for somebody else? Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the day, like if I've gone through and not, shall we say, done that in my life, I look to see what's one nice email I can send, a card I can write, and I will work to do that.
How can kindness help you stay ahead of your competition in business?
Well, the thing around competition sort of, you know, it's a double-edged sword. At one level, I don't believe in it, but since most of the world does, what I would say is that when your company is more kind, immediately you're going to be ahead of your competition because the truth is you're going to make more money. Mm-hmm. People are going to respect you more. They're going to see that you care about humanity. Your employees and your team will be happier. Your customers will be happier, and frankly, you'll be making more money. That's really what I've seen again and again.
How do you fuel teamwork with kindness within that organization?
Well, you know, in terms of the team, and I've been training teams in corporate, and one of the things I notice is, you know, sometimes we just do simple get-to-know-the-person exercises, like, you know, who are these people you really work with? Mm-hmm. What's important to them? And these are the kinds of things that we will ask, that we will talk about, that we'll engage with. But I think that's a really important piece.
Do you increase your field of influence with kindness? I would say yes.
Absolutely. You know, it's here's what's interesting. It didn't really occur to me. You know, I read this book on kindness, but my other books are on publicity, on networking, mm-hmm. on referrals. And, you know, that's all about influence. And then it really hit me one day, and I just realized that the truth about all of those things, having more influence, getting a great publicity exposure in the marketplace and having people, you know, say great things about you is influenced by how one is every day, we'll call it, right? Mm-hmm. And that really occurred to me that kindness is what's underneath all of this. And so that really was what, shall we say, motivated me to really come out with all of this, is that it so matters and it's so important.
You know, I had a longtime advertising salesperson come on the show as a guest. He had written a book, and he talked about getting the lemonade before you even ask for the sale, getting the lemonade. And if anybody's not familiar with that term, it's really about you've spent some time, you stopped in, you visited some clients, maybe you spoke to them on the phone on a regular basis. Today you could use text messages or emails, what have you. You're keeping in constant contact with that person. You're building a relationship. And then one day you're going to come in and they're going to come to you and ask if you need anything. That's getting the lemonade.
Yeah, exactly. And how wonderful is that, right? And mm-hmm. it will just happen. It's what people care about. And, you know, that's really the point here is creating community, creating connection, creating happiness in your employees and your team, with your friends and spouse and your, you know, general relationships. All of that's key.
You know, it's funny. When I started my first business, and I didn't realize this until decades later, but I went into it visualizing customers coming into the store, me developing relationships with those customers through kindness and getting to know one another. That was the thing that drove my business.
Yeah, and made your business great, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to the point where people still talk about that business today. They said they've never experienced anything like it after. The community that built up around it, how it just kind of snowballed into multiple locations in such a short period of time to, you know, owning real property, the business owning that property and leasing out other properties. It just was like not having problems with tenants. Whoever heard of landlords not having problems with tenants? It was because you were kind. You listened when they spoke. Maybe you offered a story that helped them to kind of realize that, hey, you know, I might be feeling this way right now, but things can change on a dime.
Yeah, big difference. And like you said, you built your whole business because of it. How powerful is that, right? Mm-hmm. That's really my point, is this builds business. Kindness, I mean, builds business. How wonderful is that?
How do you personally communicate in kinder ways in your business, your publicity business?
Well, a lot of it is having some flexibility. So, for instance, I had a consulting client, and she showed up for our consulting time. And truthfully, I could just tell she was stressed. It was probably not a good moment. She mentioned something about her taxes. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, this probably isn't a great time for you right now. Why don't we reschedule your session? She said, yeah, but Jill, you know, in your contract, it says that, you know, if you miss a session, that counts. And I said, yeah, it counts. And that's true. And, you know, policies are a wonderful thing, but right now it's not a good time for you. I can tell. Mm-hmm. And I could hear this huge sigh of relief. And for her, you know, what a blessing it was just to be released from having to do anything that day. And I think just sometimes that kind of flexibility for me is what I practice. And knowing that, you know, that's what's important in business. You've got to be flexible. Mm-hmm. You can't, you know, always figure that your time is their time and vice versa. It's just flexibility is one of the keys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the ways I do it. And another way I do it is having compassion. You know, mm-hmm. right now my assistant is going through a lot of personal things with her husband, and who's very ill. And guess what? I got to be extra compassionate. It's not always easy, mm-hmm. right? And so practicing that. Certainly gratitude every day as much as possible, saying thank you and really appreciating people as much as possible. And, you know, I'm always learning. Patience, oh, that's a big one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being more patient and especially for me as a business owner, I think fast, I go fast, and sometimes I have to slow it down and be more patient.
How do you give first and still create kindness? I feel funny asking that question,
you know,
actually.
You know, why is that?
Because, you know, giving first is actually an exhibition of kindness, and kindness just kind of comes back to you so quickly. My son always makes fun because I go to the stores and you get to the register and, you know, how are you? And people usually give that standard. I'm good. Okay. Hanging in there or whatever. But I just come up with the most positive thing that I can. And it just gives a smile to that employee's face. And it just builds up this incredible energy around us. And then all the other people that are coming through that same line benefit from that kindness as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's contagious. It's
mm-hmm.
not a
yeah.
wonderful thing. Like, what a wonderful thing to catch in life is kindness. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Why is kindness so important today?
Well, you know, I think even more than ever, the reality is that this is a different world in which we do business, and the old rules don't work. And people who are more authentic, vulnerable, connected, kinder, it's being noticed. I mean, Honda, you know, the car company, ran a huge ad campaign on kindness. We have lots of stories in Profit of Kindness about companies whose kind gestures made a huge difference in their business. For example, Panera Bread Company, you've probably heard of them, right?
That's right.
We have a wonderful story in Profit of Kindness about a grandson whose grandmother was very ill, I mean, like on death's bed, and went to the local Panera because she loves clam chowder and asked them if they would make clam chowder for her, except that it was Tuesday. And on Tuesdays, they don't make clam chowder.
Mm-hmm.
They make it on Friday. And the person behind the desk, who, by the way, behind the counter, the cash register, you know, was a minimum wage person who said, I'm going to make the clam chowder. And why I bring that up, it's not like she had a big, you know, she wasn't an executive at Panera, mm-hmm. but she made a decision. Well, that decision to serve the grandson clam chowder for his grandmother, sick, very sick and dying grandmother, actually made huge viral hit and went, you know, all over the place and created great publicity, because, of course, I'm looking at things from a publicity perspective. How does it help?
Mm-hmm.
And huge publicity for Panera. Wasn't that a wonderful thing?
You're doing it again because I'm very hungry and I'm thinking about their Mediterranean vegetarian. He may have just kindnessed me right into Panera for lunch today.
There you go. See? Now, Panera's still getting business from that wonderful action.
You see that?
That's my point.
How can we be more kind in a divided nation?
Well, the reality is, as we see, these are intense times. And so I think, part of what we're looking for in today's world is new ways to help others, to kinder, listen. There's a lot of divided differences among people and how they feel, what they want, what's important to them. And so I think really listening is a key, with compassion, with generosity, and sometimes, knowing that you're going to disagree. But certainly in today's times, I think it's more important than ever, that we do that.
People often say kindness is often mistaken for weakness. What's your feeling on that?
I don't think kindness is weak. In fact, truthfully, to be kind is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Really think about that. And to be kind, to slow down, to share what's the right thing to do in the moment, as opposed to just walk by someone who might need help, or that's kindness. Really paying attention and listening and slowing it down, not reacting. How about all those emails you want to send sometimes, or being impatient, or not liking somebody's reaction to something and being reactive. I mean, all of those are also keys for why kindness really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And non-reaction is a very good practice in these days.
Oh, yeah. I have a couple of clients that are very reactionary, and I try to curb that as much as possible. Via example, because I'm working for them. There's a delicate balance often when you're in that type of situation. But forgiveness, empathy, those are very kind traits. Those types of kind are more apt to come back to you when you feel that empathy in your heart, you feel it in your soul, and you honestly and earnestly forgive someone to the point where you will drop down on your knees and pray for that person that may have done you wrong in some way.
Exactly. Big differences.
How do we bring back kindness to this divided nation? Hopefully things start simmering down and we can get back to our regular lives. And many people are still fixated politically right now, and news is out there all the time. I've even found that I'm no longer watching the comedians that I once enjoyed. It's just going on for too long. How can they use kindness as a tool to move forward from all this political divide?
Yeah, and that's the part I think right now in particular, more importantly than ever, we need to listen. I have a wonderful client in Boston, and she went for a birthday dinner in a lovely French restaurant, and in walked a Marine who was very loud with what he was feeling. They were talking. I mean, they were sharing. He was celebrating, and she was at the opposite end of the spectrum, in her words, a fat black gay woman.
Uh-huh.
And he's a Marine, very conservative, and they had completely opposite views politically. And she just, what she said? She said, "Tell me more about that." And he did. And uh-huh. By the end of this conversation, they were friends and hugging and exchanging phone numbers because they were listening to each other. Big difference.
Yeah, that's the thing. People are often thinking about what they're going to say next rather than listening to what that person's saying.
Exactly. The huge distinction.
How do we create success through kindness and bring back a happier nation? Here we are right now. There's still this lingering political divide. The media as a whole is fixated on the new president and all the other politicians that go along with that. How do we move forward from that? How do we bring back a happier nation? This is odd to me because usually this type of thing doesn't happen. There might be a week or so where people are a little upset, and then it kind of just goes until, hey, we picked a president. This is what we have. We're going to have to deal with it as best we can for the next 4 years.
Yeah, and, here we are. So the reality is that people are upset, that you can choose what to do about that. I mean, mm-hmm. there's fine to be activism and to create intention with what is needed on either side. And that's good. That doesn't mean, you're screaming at your neighbor and creating acts of violence, which unfortunately there have been. or acts of prejudice, which unfortunately there have been. You know, all of that is what we need to extinguish, not generate more of. And I think that's really an important piece, is paying attention to where that's happening, mm-hmm. and then stopping it,
yeah.
you know, as much as possible.
We've experienced a lot of unkindness during the past year or so through the entire political campaign. So I'm looking forward for this to kind of dissipate so we can just go on to thinking forward and, you know, treating others the way we'd like to be treated. Given the ways that communication has become unkind, how do we make communication more kind again?
Well, part of that will be when you're about to react. I mean, I think what's really important is non-reaction at times. Mm-hmm. You know, don't react. It's yeah. maybe not the time to send the email or fire off the text or something mm-hmm. else. So non-reaction is a beautiful thing, and I want to promote more of that. In Profit of Kindness, we talk about breathing, you know, really taking some time to take deep breaths where you have to. And then, you know, whatever one has to do to remind oneself to be more kind. For me, it's practicing a conscious act of kindness every day. That is an immediate thing that I can do that feels good, that works, and that's simple.
Mm-hmm. You've written several books and co-authored as well. Why don't you let our listeners know what those books are and maybe give a brief summary to pique interest?
Sure. Well, for Profit of Kindness, please go to profitofkindness.com and definitely go ahead and grab the book. It's a fabulous read and easy to really integrate into your life at profitofkindness.com. And then I wrote Guerrilla Publicity. Mm-hmm. It's all about using publicity as a primary tool to create more visibility for your business. I wrote Get Noticed, Get Referrals on McGraw-Hill about how to create referrals and use that for your business to grow it. Love that. And then the other one is Networking Magic and supporting people to create great networking scripts, what to say when you network and where to go to network more effectively. So those are some really great books. Please, you know, go get them. You can go to JillLublin.com. That's my website, JillLublin, JillLublin.com. And that will enable you to check out everything on the books and some of my publicity services and all kinds of ways that that we can stay connected and keep working together.
Okay, you heard it, JillLublin.com. And Jill, this is the perfect time to really get re-educated. And I say re-educated because the whole world of publicity, advertising, and marketing has changed so much. What have been some of your most successful campaign strategies?
Oh, well, you know, I have this wonderful woman who came to me. One of the things I help people do is get book deals. Just, you know, if a book is brewing in your heart, not a word has to be written. And one of the other things is for self-published authors, helping them get foreign rights deals. And one of my clients has a self-published book, and I was helping her get some foreign rights deals for them and get translated into multiple languages. And she was also, she's also my publicity client. Well, one of the things she does is help corporations train for better teams. And she does this through cooking, mm-hmm. except she had been trained by me about using publicity, about, I like to call it, use everything you've got. She works with her husband. She does this corporate training for cooking and all kinds of really unique and unusual things. And by using my publicity system and strategies, she actually got a call from NBC Nightly News who said, we want to feature you for Valentine's Day. And could you do a segment on aphrodisiac cooking?
Ooh.
Now, I have to tell you, what's so cute is, you know, she called me up. She goes, Jill, I don't even know what that is. and you know, we just trained her with new things to say.
Yeah.
And guess what? She got an amazing interview, 4.5 minutes long, on NBC Nightly News. NBC Nightly News. Do you know if she had paid for that, she would have paid $720,000.
Holy
smokes.
Big
difference.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, it's been great speaking with you today, Jill. Her book is The Prophet of Kindness. And you can learn about Jill and all of our guests, past, present, and future, at beingwithronash.com. That's beingwithronash.com. And we'll see you all on the radio real soon. Be peace, everybody, because peace becomes you.
Experience the power of being. Join author and intuitive life counselor Ron Ash on an infinite journey of enlightenment. Being explores the various modalities associated with self-help and spirituality. Master divine guidance. Connect to source energy and expand your consciousness. For a complete list of our affiliate stations and showtimes, visit beingwithronash.com.
Do you have a special gift that you'd like to share with the world? Then consider broadcasting your message on BTRN. The Being Talk Radio Network is local, national, and international broadcasting with powerful programs that enlighten minds and change lives. BTRN hosts are passionate about purpose, motivating listeners to confidently move forward in the direction of their dreams. To host a show on BTRN, become a part of the Being Talk Radio Network today and contribute to positive change tomorrow. We are BTRN, the Being Talk Radio Network.
Imagine the possibilities starting with the letters SL and P. Imagine a super lavish penthouse, a stimulating little plunge in a serene lap pool, and imagine sailing lovely places with several lively parrots. All because you're some lucky person. Discover your SLNP with Super Lotto Plus from the California Lottery. Now until June 30th, buy five plays, get one free. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. Visit calottery.com for official rules. Imagine the possibilities starting with the letters SLNP. Imagine a super lavish penthouse, a stimulating little plunge in a serene lap pool, and imagine sailing lovely places with several lively parrots. All because you're some lucky person. Discover your SLNP with Super Lotto Plus from the California Lottery. Now until June 30th, buy five plays, get one free. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. Visit calottery.com for official rules.